Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is out today. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones, deep behind enemy lines, Austin, Texas. GCN Radio Network, this program is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock Central Time and at various time zones throughout the world. The program also runs repeatedly on Infowars.com, so if you miss the program, you can catch it on a continuous loop by going to Infowars.com. We're looking to be joined here by Wayne Mattson here coming up very briefly, but I'll give you kind of a synopsis on what they've been reporting at the Wayne Mattson Report following on the Patrick Fitzgerald's free pass to Robert Novak, who recently just came out, as of yesterday, the day before, admitting fully that, yes, Karl Rove was the source of the leak for Valerie Plame. They wrote, quote, by gaming and judicial processes to favor the White House, Fitzgerald, who has reportedly been pressured by Cheney's Uber counsel and Chief of Staff David Addington and the Attorney General, is giving the Bush administration a number of escape routes to the CIA leak case, postponing the Libby trial until after the elections and after the expected Bush pardon of Libby, that's right, expected Bush pardon of Libby, quote-unquote, at the end of December, running out the clock on the 3-year statute of limitations on a potential civil lawsuit by Ambassador Joseph Wilson and Valerie Plame Wilson, starting from the dates of the original wrongful actions by the Bush White House in July of 2003. Although there are indications that the workup on Wilson and his wife may have commenced as early as March 2003, which again would be a technicality to run out the statute of limitations. Today, in anticipation of tomorrow's third anniversary of the column by Novak that revealed the name and covert CIA job of Valerie Plame Wilson, among with other CIA non-official cover firms, Brewster, Jennings, and Associates, Joseph and Valerie Wilson filed a civil lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. against Vice President Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Scooter Libby, and 10 other White House officials in the conspiracy to leak her name and ruin her career. That's exactly one of the things we're going to be talking about with Wayne Mattson when he joins us here very, very briefly. We have time to take a couple of calls until we have Mr. Mattson with us, 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Tom in New York, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
It's great to talk to you. I have a question for Wayne Mattson, if he could comment on an article that he wrote in early June.
Okay. Well, he's not with us, but I'll relay the question. Go ahead.
I have the excerpt, a two-sentence excerpt from the article. It says, it seems that Dobbs has a whole new set of friends in the southwest branch of the Ku Klux Klan, also known as the Minutemen. Maybe their wives came up with that name for them. With Nazi Glenn Beck and Dobbs on CNN, perhaps it's time to call them the Cracker News Network.
Right.
I'm offended by that.
Why are you offended by that? I guess I could say I'm offended by that as well.
The Minutemen. And I back.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, look, there are a lot of groups that we work with. I was just talking about this on the last break with one of the guys here at Infowars.com. There are a lot of groups we work with that have a common enemy, such as us. We want to protect the border, so we've supported the Minutemen over the years. But at the same time, if you look at some of the affiliations with the Minutemen, and certainly I'm not talking about racism as much as I'm talking about affiliating with known neocons and praising people like Ann Coulter, I think we have to be, I hate to use this term with you, but we have to be fair and balanced. We have to know who we're affiliating with and who we're promoting. And though I would certainly not agree with this very radical statement, and I will take that up with Mr. Mattson, I do think that we have to keep our eyes open. Does that sound okay to you?
Sounds great, Jack.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Tom in New York. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, Charles. You're up.
Oh, I'm up?
Yep,
yeah,
but we're in a break now, so we'll be bringing you back after the break. Okay, Charles?
Yes, sir.
Hang with us. Folks, you hang with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We will be back right after this.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are waiting for Wayne Madsen to join us. He's just coming out of a hearing, so we might be waiting a little longer than we would hope. But, of course, getting people who are breaking news on the spot is always a bit of a touchy thing. We've got a lot of news to report. I wanted to go into more depth of India now accusing Pakistan, quote-unquote, elements backing the recent bombings there on 7-Eleven. I also want to talk about the alleged rapist from Iraq, Stephen Dale Green, having a long history of trouble and some criminal behavior, which was waived in order to get him on the front lines in the military. I mean, these are the people that are signing up for the military largely. No, not everyone. We have a lot of very good people in the military who were stuck, I believe, in an impossible situation, now starting to really question largely what they're doing and what orders they're being given. But also, really scraping the bottom of the barrel in order to fill the quotas needed to keep the military moving, keep the military together, and to keep us fighting on multiple fronts. So we've got a lot of news to cover. I did want to go to Charles in Louisiana, Gill in Texas, while we're waiting for Wayne Madsen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, GCN Radio Network, 800-259-9231. Charles, thank you, sir, for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm trying not to call as much, but I got so much news down here.
Okay.
Look, in Cole Yell, it's in Livingston Parish. It's a, you know, a little parish there. The school board's taking the mineral rights of the people there. They say they had title to it from 1871, I believe. They're taking the mineral rights away. The school board.
How does the school board have the right to take mineral
rights
away?
Well, they're saying so many tracts. I don't understand it. They, the courthouse burnt down in 1928, and the people's got the titles, don't have their the real title. So they're going to take the mineral lights away. It was on WBRZ Channel 2 Baton Rouge.
Is it possible to take the mineral rights without taking the land that the mineral is on?
Where is it? I don't know.
I mean, that's the question.
Well, here's the thing about it, though. But see, people don't realize the seriousness of all this until it happens to them. Then they want help. Now, most of our listeners, they do listen, and they're good people. But until they get into a position like New Orleans, into the Dome Stadium, where they see their child disabused or their wife slapped around, be robbed right in the Dome Stadium, the police standing outside. And then you go to report your abuse, and they tell you, you better get back inside or threaten to shoot you. One boy asked for water, and he was on television. They put a dog on him for asking for a glass of water.
Yeah.
So these people think, oh, it ain't going to happen to me. A storm can come through tomorrow, and they'll do it to them. And people.
Well, related to that story, Charles, I mean, the Senate just voted to bar emergency gun confiscation. Of course, they're talking about legal guns, and the only way for them to find out, because this again relates to the situation from Hurricane Katrina, the only way for them to find out if the gun's legal or not is to actually break down your door, go
they're
in, start checking the guns, and then even confiscate them for further checks with registry to make sure that the guns are legal in database. So
here's what New Orleans is saying. If you got a gun and it's not concealed, and a policeman walks up you to take the gun and you don't resist, you won't go to jail, but you'll get the gun back later.
Allegedly, yeah.
Now, this is on a police radio.
No, I've talked to a lot of people who are still waiting to get their legal firearms returned to them
back
in illegal confiscation. So, again, I mean, here is largely a symbolic or euphemistic vote by the Senate barring emergency gun confiscation, addressing the concerns of the nation, largely who enjoy their Second Amendment right and are gun owners, firearms owners, that we won't take your guns, your legal guns. But how are they going to know if they're legal? Go ahead.
Well, here, Jack, I'm from New Orleans.
I understand
that. How would you like to be in the New Orleans when they got, right now the shootings are so bad around there, they got the National Guard, they say that's what's for, but I don't believe it. How would you like to be there sitting with no gun, you have a couple of children, your wife, and you got 10,000 idiots running around with guns shooting people, and they tell you, you better not have a gun, but they don't go confiscate their guns in a knife ward.
Right. Hey, I don't know, man. I lived in the Marigny, so I probably don't know much about New Orleans, but I did live in the Marigny for a year, right on the edge of a ghetto, and believe me, I always protected myself. My house was used during Katrina as a command center, taken over and used as a command center by the local police. Tell me quickly, before we let you go, what is the situation with the so-called Posse Comitatus, the National Guard being moved into New Orleans? Do you have an update on that? Have you seen anything about that?
I've seen them in action. All they're doing right now is checking seat belts and driver's license.
Right.
And they just, now they're using the state trooper to go to Slidell.
So no crime has been committed since they've been there?
No, nothing.
Not one rape, not one burglary. They've stopped all crime going down there.
No, they didn't stop anything. they're not in the low crime areas, Jack.
Yes, sir.
They're
not in the low crime areas.
And all that. They're not going to go into the ninth ward, the lower ninth ward. They up there worried about driver's license and seatbelts. That's what they got them out here for.
Exactly. They're controlling crime on Magazine Street.
That's right, in St. Charles and all that. You know what I mean? In Elysian Fields. They ain't there for nothing. They're there to get the people used to. They're going to evacuate if it's Category 3. So they're going to evacuate again if it's just a threat.
Well, we're seeing this happen all over the country, Charles. I mean, I reported a while back, just a few days ago, on something called the Beast being unleashed in Dearborn, Michigan. I mean, they have a bad crime there, so they took one of these Carlisle Group robot soldiers armed with shotguns and cameras and microphones, and they're unleashing that on the streets of Dearborn, Michigan to control crime. And, of course, in New York City, in Los Angeles, in D.C., where, again, they have declared a state of crime emergency due to a few. I mean, we've all been to D.C. We know how bad it is. But this is the opportune time. Big cities all over this country declaring crime emergencies, putting up cameras that can see folks 4,000 feet, okay, quite a ways to see, and that are armed again with microphones in order to catch any shotguns going off, any gunshots going off, because we know the police are going to be right there whenever there's a gunshot going off. No, they're there to listen to us. They're there to monitor us. They're there to condition us.
Well, they're going to evacuate again. They're getting ready to evacuate again. I want to see what's going to happen this time.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible.
We're all holding our breath through hurricane season for you guys down there in Louisiana.
It's Charles, going to be terrible this time.
You're a great info warrior. Always good to hear from you on any of our programs. Gil in Texas, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack, what's going on? It's Gil here in Texas, man. I appreciate you and Alex.
Hey, man, just doing a radio show. What's up with you?
Hey, my wife works for FEMA, and she kind of gives me some of the insight that what FEMA's all about and what mm-hmm. they're up to.
Right.
And of course, they're all sworn in where they can't say anything and disclose information. She told me something that stirred me and said and I figured I'd call and let these people know. But what she told me is that they're going to have some kind of disaster in Portland in October.
They're going to have a disaster, or they're going to have a drill for a disaster?
No, a disaster. Because I don't know. Well, you know, everybody knows how FEMA works. They get dispatched to where disasters happen. And
how do they know ahead of time there's going to be a disaster in Portland?
I'm trying to understand. You got me.
But what kind of a just? I'll play along. What kind of a disaster did she say?
I'm being serious.
I am too. I mean, I obviously I don't have any evidence other than you calling in. So, what kind of a disaster?
I don't either. Other than she.
What kind of a disaster is FEMA predicting for Portland? I'm curious.
Well, it's a man-made disaster. It's nothing natural, and that's all she could tell me, and that's all she wanted to tell me. And the reason she don't tell me much is because I listen to the show. I try to convince her and to open up to the truth, but, you know, she's 50-50 on everything.
Are you guys headbutting in your house? Is she working for FEMA? Are you an Alex Jones listener?
No, I'm an Alex Jones. I listen to everybody. I start at 7 in the morning until you guys get done all day long. And, you know, I explained to her she don't want to listen, she won't hear, but, you know, some of these things she has to listen.
Yeah.
And she has to open up her mind to what's going on. You know, and I get stuffed in the mail. And things like that, the movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gil, if she has any more information or you have any more information and you can help us predict an attack in Portland or anywhere, we'd sure like to see some evidence of that and sure like to help the people in advance before the coming disaster. How's that sound?
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to call sometimes. You know, I work and it's hard just to hold on the phone, but I wish I could call somewhere and get a number where I could speak to somebody.
Well, we're all easy to get a hold of. You can always get me at my contact information at jackblood.com, and we're happy to look over any information you guys have. I get right to all the information almost immediately. All right, Gil, I appreciate the call. Your phone is terrible, so I am going to let you go. 800-259-9231. We are waiting for Wayne Madsen to join us. Wayne wanted to come on and talk about this recent hearing. I believe this has to do with the civil suit being brought by Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame in order to protect the statute of limitations regarding any indictments that eventually may or could be handed down against people involved high up in the Bush administration, including Grove and Cheney. I mean, here's the thing. We've watched this now for quite some time, haven't we? How many predictions have there been? Some pretty legitimate alternative news sources reporting over and over again that this was the day we were going to see the indictments, and then we saw everybody let off the hook, which couldn't be a big surprise if you knew anything about Patty Fitzgerald, who has always been a cover artist for people ranging from the mob to people high in government, in fact, working very closely with Rudy Giuliani on some of this. So can't be a big surprise, and I think that if we're waiting and hoping for something, some kind of justice to visit upon the White House, I think it might just be a cold day in hell. Not that we don't deserve it, not that we shouldn't push for it, but I think getting our expectations up is sometimes very dangerous, and this is why we try to get out to you Demopublicans out there, you Democrats out there, that getting your hopes up, sitting back and waiting for your party to enter into Congress and take control of Congress, create hopefully gridlock or even a just accidental check or a balance, is again getting your hopes up. How many times do you have to learn? I saw a documentary, Left of the Dial, on Air America, and watching these guys get their hopes up for Skull and Bones Kerry to win that election, and then the aftermath and the depression that set in when they lost that election was stolen, was really something to set us into a good perspective. Wayne Madsen is here. He'll come up right after this, right after this break. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's a very hectic news cycle. As I'm sure most of you can tell, we're trying to keep up with all breaking news while covering news of the day, trying to get a full analysis for you on yesterday's news and even look into the future a little bit. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Infowars.com is the website. Go there today. Check out a lot of this new information coming out about inside Bohemian Grove, about Bohemian Grove, and get a handle on that. And I think that you'll be richly rewarded. A lot of great news breaking at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're joined by Wayne Madsen. Madsen was a senior fellow of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He was a communication security analyst with the NSA. in the 1980s and an intelligence officer in the U.S. Navy. He has testified on numerous occasions before U.S. Congress. His work is widely published everywhere from The Village Voice to Counterpunch, Online Journal, Wired, etc. He joins us now coming fresh from the Valerie Plame Wilson, Joe Wilson press conference. Wayne, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
What did we find out? What happened at this press conference, and what are we looking forward to here?
Well, I guess the biggest thing was the fact that for the first time, Valerie Plame Wilson spoke. We've seen her photograph, but we haven't heard her speak before. And she said talked about how damaging this leak was to her and her family and her associates and her friends, and then that she holds the Bush administration responsible for this act. And she and Ambassador Wilson also spoke, and they spoke about the lawsuit they filed at the U.S. District Court in Washington yesterday, where they will be seeking monetary damages from Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Scooter Libby, and 10 unnamed White House officials. But although we don't know who they are, I think we can reasonably assume they're the members of the White House Iraq group that or the Whigs who were responsible for the quote-unquote workup on Wilson and his wife.
This probably isn't as much about money as it is keeping this in the courts. We mentioned earlier, related to your website, the Wayne Madsen Report, that there's a statute of limitations related to this information that's about to expire. I mean, is this their way of keeping this in the court so that eventually there can be justice delivered?
Well, yeah, there's a 3-year statute of limitations that was due to expire on the third anniversary of the Robert Novak column, which is today. It was July 14, 2003. So what one could argue when the wrongs were committed, some people claim that the workup began as early as March 2003, and we know about the president's trip to Africa, July the 6th, 2003. But I think for all reasonable purposes, we can say that the clock started to tick when Novak exposed Plame and her Brewster, Jennings and Associates network, and people suffered as a result of that. Her network of informants and colleagues were rolled up within the matter of 24 to 48 hours, and I was told by one good source that CIA agent in a non-official cover position in Iran was executed as a result of that leak.
Yeah, people die when you leak the name of covert CIA agents because everybody they're connected to goes down with that particular agent. So, I mean, this, again, could be looked at as an act of treason, though I want to always remind people when we're talking about the Plame Wilson case involving Rove and Cheney and Novak and some of these players, this is really more about fixing intelligence going to war than it probably is about anything else. Would you agree with that?
Well, that's right. It was all retaliation for Joe Wilson writing the op-ed in the New York Times questioning Bush's claim in the State of the Union that Iraq had tried to procure yellowcake uranium ore from the West African nation of Niger, a country he had visited at least twice before on similar uranium missions for the CIA. He was in Africa, and he was appointed by the old President Bush as the U.S. ambassador to Gabon, another exporter of uranium. And he had served as the head of the Africa desk for the National Security Council in the Clinton administration. He was also the last acting U.S. ambassador to Iraq before Desert Storm.
Let's go into some real-time information here. Why did Robert Novak come out yesterday, the day before, and finally admit that Karl Rove was his source? So what was behind that admission?
Well, apparently, from what Novak says, Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, informed him that he was no longer the subject of any investigation having to do with the leak.
So
it indicated that his investigation of the entire leak was now concluded.
Yeah. It almost seems like he's biting the hand that feeds him as well. We'll stay with you. Wayne Madsen coming up right after this break, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones recharging his batteries. We need him at full capacity and full strength. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. My show does air directly following Alex Jones' show Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. I'll be coming up with the version of Deadline Live in about 35 minutes. Wayne Madsen with us today, a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. We're talking about the new revelations, a new press conference coming out by Ambassador, former Ambassador Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame, where we've heard Valerie Plame speak for the first time now, announcing a civil suit. Reminds me a little bit of O.J. Simpson, Wayne, I have to tell you. We didn't get any real justice here, but now there's going to be some kind of a symbolic civil suit judgment at this point.
Well, there very well could be. Now, the administration is going to argue that the vice president and the president cannot be deposed, nor they'll probably say other senior White House officials, because they'll try to get a stay from the judge. And they'll claim that the vice president and the president are too busy to be deposed in a civil lawsuit. Now,
it sounds like a lot like politics to me, though.
Well, the problem with that is when the right wing decided they were going to go after Bill Clinton on a civil suit by putting Paula Jones up to her antics, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that the president could not argue that his job was so busy where he could not be deposed in that civil trial, and of course that led to a whole series of events that ultimately led to his impeachment. Now, the when the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against Clinton in that case, Judge Scalia, in his oral argument, said, well, look, I don't think the president's that busy because every time I see him on TV, he's golfing. Now, that can be turned around to say, well, Judge Scalia, every time I see Dick Cheney on television, he seems to be hunting with you, Judge.
Right. So, well, good point. Killing pheasants by the hundreds is from what
right.
I hear. Those guys
and
slaughter birds.
Right.
And they're friends as well, in the case of Dick Cheney.
And poor Harry, right.
But I'm not sure. That's kind of apples and oranges in a way, because obviously we know that George W. Bush is a war president. There's multiple wars going on, so they are
right.
very busy, at least
exactly.
in the minds of the American sheeple. I want to finish up with this, because I'm sure we're boring some of our listeners who are so sick to death of hearing of this story. Unfortunately, you know how it is, Wayne. We've been trying to report this for years now, and I think a lot of people are finally just at it. But you did put some information out about Libby being pardoned in December. I'd like you to kind of back that up if you can.
Well, this is what I think has happened with the special prosecutor. I think he had the intention of indicting Karl Rove. He had a sealed indictment in May. I reported that. A few others reported that. And I think with the White House, especially Cheney's very tough chief of staff and former counsel, David Addington, said to Mr. Fitzgerald is, look, you can indict 10 people in this administration, but if the president's going to pardon them at the end of the year, why are you wasting the time of the government and the government's money? And I think Fitzgerald, who was viewed as this Elliot Ness crime fighter from Chicago,
right.
coming into Washington to clean this up, wound up like Elliot Ness when Elliot Ness took on J. Edgar Hoover. Ness lost and Fitzgerald lost.
I kind of think you're giving Fitzgerald too much credit here. I want to make sure our listeners are straight on what we're saying, because I don't believe Fitzgerald had any intention of indicting any of these people ever. And in fact, I think we were all played as suckers, Wayne.
I went with the flow. I listened to people in the media, friends of mine who were very close to the case, saying, look, this guy Fitzgerald can be trusted. You know, and my gut feeling was not to, especially with his very political indictment of Governor Ryan of Illinois after the commutation of the death sentences on death row. And the governor cited the reason he did it. He said prosecutorial and law enforcement misconduct in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. Well, what he was talking about are Fitzgerald's colleagues. And no prosecutor likes to be have his friends come under that. And I think the
right.
indictment of George Ryan for stuff he did while he was Secretary of State, not as governor, was clearly a selective prosecution by Patrick Fitzgerald.
Sure. I mean, there are people that can be thrown under the bus, you know, as they outlive their usefulness. We know that, Wayne. I mean, you've been in intelligence a long time, and people do become expendable, and certain people get credit for taking those individuals down. Maybe Fitzgerald, in this case, was doing that. Let's do a little bit of a segue here, because the anniversary for TWA 800 was recently celebrated, or not celebrated, I guess. Fitzgerald had a little bit of a tie to that. Talk about that, and talk about some new information being circulated around in different circles that Iran might have actually been behind TWA 800, even though the Clinton administration and all the rest did cover that up.
Well, Fitzgerald worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, so he was there when the 800 went down. But it's not surprising that the neocons would be trying to pin this on Iran, taking advantage of the 10th anniversary. But I've recently reported on my website, waymansreport.com, is the fact that recent information I've received from FBI informants say that it was they were Aryan Nation people who took it out with the Stingers that were stolen from
sure.
the Navy.
Why not?
Ship off
domestic
off
terrorists.
City.
Sure, absolutely.
Right, right. And
that fits in with the program for the Summer of Fear. We've been seeing all these thwarted terrorist events all over the country, from Miami to New York to Canada.
Well, that's right. And remember, 800 was literally 10 days away from the Olympic Centennial Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta that was carried out by Eric Rudolph, who was associated with these same people. So it
that,
was obviously
that was friendly fire, though, wasn't it?
Friendly fire.
Wasn't it friendly fire? You don't believe that?
What's that?
The TWA was shot down by one of our own missiles.
Well, when
potentially,
yes.
maybe to be blamed on domestic terrorists or to be blamed on Iran down the road, but wasn't that what really happened?
Well, Pierre Salinger, who I knew, got it only partly wrong. He said it was shot down by a Navy missile fired from a Navy ship. part of that's correct. They were Stingers stolen from Navy where they prepositioned supplies for ships to merchant ships or supply ships to go to the Middle East and other hotspots. These ships were anchored off of Panama City, Florida, the Navy base there. They lost 214 were stolen of these Stingers, and a lot of AR-15 assault rifles were stolen at the same time from Florida National Guard armories. And this the two of these Stingers wound up in the hands of a group that took them to New York, and I was told by an FBI informant, because they were trying to buy them back. The FBI was trying to buy them back from the perpetrators, $30,000 apiece. They had no takers. But one of these Stingers was obviously used by people who rented a speedboat in Long Island and went and waited for the...
So you believe this actually was a terrorist incident?
I do believe. Yeah, I do not believe. And we're going to hear this on these the news specials about a center spontaneous fuel tank explosion, which I think is, again, the government explanation is the real conspiracy theory here.
Are you familiar with Kathleen Bjorgensen, I believe her name is, who used to work for 60 Minutes, actually found some type of missile residue in the plane? They fired her for trying to report it.
Not only that, but even people with the NTSB who complained about the cover-up were dismissed. There were, of course, the all kinds of witnesses who were cowed by the FBI not to talk. Jim Kallstrom, who was the head of the FBI office in New York at the time, was very, very aggressive with people who claimed they saw vapor trails of missiles. We even saw radar images out of Kennedy Airport showing a definite blip that got closer and closer to the plane until the plane disappeared.
Any possibility here that this was a potential false flag operation that went wrong with too many witnesses and had to be swept under the rug?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, if it were the extreme right wing, that it looks like they were the ones responsible. Mm. Who was directing them? These were the same. By the way, the same elements in Florida that planned this. Two individuals were in their midst. A couple years prior, and that was Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. So we know what happened.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's evident to me, I absolutely have no doubts at this point, that both the Oklahoma City bombing and the World Trade Center 93 were false flag operations. Obviously, as I'm sure you know, the 93 World Trade Center bombing, FBI sting, which was reported all over the New York Times. There were tapes to that effect. I mean, again, I'm wondering if this fit in with that whole series of false flag operations leading up to 9/11.
Well, yeah, it certainly, I did a lot of investigation on the ground in places like Jersey City and Union City, where these guys in 93 were based out of. They were based out of a mosque on Kennedy Boulevard in Jersey City, and this was the same mosque that was used by the same people for the 9/11. I mean, lightning does strike twice in the same place in these cases, but you would have thought that the FBI would have been all over that particular area very closely, and they weren't.
And that, I think, is very glaring when we note some of these discrepancies or coincidences, as we call them. Let's move into the U.S. coal bombing, because you'd reported, or it has been reported, at least you citing unnamed intelligence agency insiders, talking about the USS Cole bombing being carried out by Israeli submarines firing a cruise missile. I got to tell you, Wayne, I've never heard that before. Can you give us more information?
I never heard it before either, and I was approached by a former member of the Joint Terrorism Task Force in New York, who worked for the CIA. He worked with John O'Neill, who, of course, died in the Trade Center after he had been harassed by the Bureau because of where his investigation of the call was taking him into embarrassing areas. And he worked with the individual who out of the New York field office of the FBI that was chasing around these Israeli quote-unquote movers who were seen photographing the impact of the planes at the Trade Center and were there before the first plane hit and had cameras set up, so indicating they knew about it. But this individual told me that what John O'Neill really wanted was to get DNA samples from the hats worn by the guys in the boat, the two Arabs that were accused of this, and he wanted to do analysis of the mud under on the floor of the harbor to look for clues, and he was not convinced that the guys in the boat were the ones that who did it. This guy said, well, who did it? And this former CIA agent, who was a non, by the way, he was also a non-official cover person like Valerie Plame. He was in, he had a cover in New York because, you know, the CIA is not officially supposed to be working on domestic issues.
Right. He was, he was an asset.
He was an asset. He worked undercover, under a diplomatic cover in New York, and he said, he showed me his diplomatic passport and his, and all of these is, he said, look, I've got to show you my bona fides here first. And I said, I'm satisfied. He said, look, he said it was taken. The coal was hit by a submarine launched cruise missile.
I got to tell you, Wayne, that's a lot more believable than, you know, a couple of Al Qaeda guys going up in a war to a warship in a boat. It just seems more credible.
Let me tell you what I got from French intelligence, and they provided me the documents, classified documents. Al Qaeda had intended to hit a U.S. Navy ship in Aden in Yemen, but it wasn't the Cole. They first planned to attack the Sullivans. It's a ship named after Sullivan brothers who died in World War II. So they first attempted to hit the Sullivans, and they called it off because they knew they couldn't pull it off. So I have a documented intelligence proof saying that Al Qaeda decided early on that they weren't going to hit a ship in Aden, although they did hit a French tanker off the coast of Yemen, but not in the same area, up near Oman.
Have you had an opportunity to look into the backgrounds of those who were actually jailed, who, by the way, have all escaped now, according to the mainstream news, out of Yemen? Have you had an opportunity to look into those people who were blamed? I mean, do they have any MI6 or CIA intelligence
backgrounds? Well, you know, it's hard to say. This is a part of the world where one day you're working for one group, and the next day you could be working for another.
I mean,
Yemen is a very tribal country. The border with Saudi Arabia is indistinct, and by the way, that border area is exactly where the Bin Laden family hails from. But the loyalty shift there as do the sands.
Do you have any sense of irony, Wayne Madsen, that we have chicken farmers and goat herders locked up at Gitmo, but these alleged Yemeni or these alleged Al-Qaeda bombers in Yemen are allowed to escape? I mean,
well, you know, you see that, and you see the fact that we flew all the Bin Ladens out of the country,
sure,
you know, 2 days after 9/11. Yeah, you get. And then they shut down the Bin Laden office at the CIA the other day, and Bush says, his quote is saying, he's not worried about Bin Laden. So, you know, you have to draw your own conclusions from all that.
My conclusions
are that these guys aren't serious, and Bin Laden's obviously making these videotapes from a U.S. studio somewhere.
Is Bin Laden still alive, in your opinion?
Well, you know, who knows? You know, who knows? Who knows? Is Ken Lay still alive? You know?
That's a good question. I thought he might rise on the third day. I mean, the guy giving the sermon the other day did compare him to Jesus Christ and Martin Luther King. I thought he might rise on the third day and then go and join Bin Laden's sons and Osama Bin Laden for some martinis on an island somewhere.
With the Bush family, you got to look at everything as though it's The Matrix, the movie The Matrix. But believe very little what you see and almost nothing of what you hear.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people look at your work, Wayne, and I got to, you know, as a objective reporter, I've got to ask this question. People look at your work, and it's constantly bringing up unnamed sources. And do you find you have a hard time trying to defend your intelligence, not being able to actually have sources that can be named and information that can be documented?
No. As a matter of fact, I do not name sources, and that means I get many more, because the minute they're named, of course, the neocon machine will attack them, attack their families. These are vicious, vicious people. And you know, they attack me because I don't name the sources. Well, I can understand why. These people are hungry to get their names. They want to know who they are so they can do to them what they did to the Wilsons.
Well, I work, I guess they could tap your phones. You work with the NSA. You know what the capabilities are here. I mean, I guess if they really wanted to find these sources, couldn't you eventually lead right to the source? I mean, here's what I'm really thinking is I work with a lot of whistleblowers, people that take this chance every day. They could be picked off or knocked off every time they open their mouths. I mean, isn't it important that somebody could actually speak out, say, for instance, on the behalf of the USS Cole bombing, if they can actually give us real intelligence and information that an Israeli submarine took down the Cole? I mean, wouldn't that be worth getting some type of protection for and standing out? I mean, once you go public, aren't you safe to some extent?
Well, you know, you, in one way you may be, but in the other way, you know, You know, the minute you go public, who's going to be on you? Fox News will be going after you. You know, Hannity and O'Reilly and
well, you're a whistleblower yourself. I mean, you've taken the chance. Don't you? I mean, do you ever try to convince some of these unnamed sources to come out and take the chance? I mean, we need the.
Many have. Some have. Actually, quite a few have. Russ Tice from the NSA came forward,
yeah.
And of course he was accused of being crazy. You know, Sybil Edmonds came forward with her story about the FBI, and she was accused of all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's willing to go through that because a lot of people value their privacy. A lot of people have children. A lot of people, for one reason or another, do not want their names plastered all over the media and be attacked by the likes of Karl Rove, you know, these cowards. Like
Wayne,
Karl
we're
going
to go to break here. I have a few minutes on the other side. I'd sure like you to stay aboard and give us your analysis on what's going on in Israel right now in the Middle East. Can you do that for us?
Sure.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your mind.
That's why we try to break through the classic psychological warfare, disinformation, and propaganda put out by the lamestream media. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones. Wayne Madsen, our guest, his website, WayneMadsenReport.com. Just recently attended a press conference by Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson. We talked about that extensively. We also talked about the coal bombing, TWA 800. which, as we said, might be blamed on Iran. Give me your analysis, if you could, Wayne. I'm interested in your opinion. What is going on in the Middle East right now? How is this going to work out? What do we need to know?
Well, it's obvious to me that Israel and the neocons are really upping the ante in the Middle East. We heard time and time again that Hamas and Hezbollah should refrain from attacking civilian targets. But see, the goalposts have been moved. They had refrained from attacking civilian targets. Not only had they crossed the border and gone after Israeli military targets, they didn't even choose to kill anyone. They were kidnapping them, holding them because they said they wanted Palestinian women and children released from custody. Now, the mere fact that Israel is holding children as prisoners is a grotesque violation of international law and any kind of semblance of human decency. So how does Israel respond to these kidnappings? They launch major attacks against civilian targets in Gaza and now in Lebanon. And as far as I'm concerned, and I think as far as people I know who work in international security, attacking an international airport while planes are landing, taking off, and taxiing is an act of international terrorism. And Israel, I think right now that if any, and they also, I said, God help if one of the missiles goes astray and hits one of the aviation fuel storage tanks there, because there's small hotels and residences very close to those tanks. Well, last night Israel actually purposefully hit those fuel tanks. Now, if there's U.S. citizens on board those planes.
Well, they also hit a residential building as well.
You've got Lufthansa, you've got Air France, you've got Turkish Airways, Greek Olympic Airways, all these planes. People are stranded at the airport. There are people on planes as these bombs are being dropped on the runway. Mm-hmm. There are American citizens on those planes and in that terminal. And I think for Bush to defend that action, he abrogated his responsibility to protect American citizens. And instead, he was justifying this illegal attack on Beirut.
To be backpedaling a little bit, at least today, hearing Condoleezza Rice come out of the State Department saying that it's not okay now to hit civilian targets. But
I think they're
just covering their butts.
It's a little late. And, of course, John Bolton vetoed the U.N. Security Council resolution condemning those attacks. So, it looks like this administration doesn't speak with one voice. And so when Ben-Gurion Airport is hit in retaliation, I don't really think we need to hear Israel complain, because they're the ones that say they have the right to do this. Yeah. Well, if a Syrian plane is hit or an Iranian plane is hit and Ben-Gurion Airport is attacked,
This is war. I mean, can we backpedal from war? And just, we only have about a minute left here with you, Wayne Mattson. What's going to happen this week? I mean, can you look into your crystal ball or use your intelligence and analysis to tell us, will they go into Syria? Is this a backdoor to Iran?
Well, we got two camps in this administration, but I still think the neocons are very strong. They would like to see, now they're saying that the Israeli hostages, the military has, may have been transported to Iran. I can see this spinning out to, attacks on Syria, attacks on Iran, and then the whole place blows up. And
one way to get around the military opposition here in this country, the congressional opposition, is to have a backdoor to war or get suckered into a war. Wayne Mattson, thanks for joining us. WayneMattsonReport.com. We'll be right back with Deadline Live. Daniel Ellsberg from the Pentagon Papers will be my guest. Stay tuned, folks. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network, The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. I'll see you right here at this time next Monday. Now get out there and fight the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.